This Thursday, if you haven't opted out of the My Health Record system, you'll automatically get a record. Most people who've decided to pass have done so online, but many in the health sector have been scrambling to ensure those who don't have internet access know that they'll have an online record if they don't take action. Those dealing with remote Aboriginal communities say the government overlooked the complex needs of educating and empowering those with limited digital literacy. Emily Jane Smith reports from the Kimberley.
In far northwestern Australia, Kalumburu is one of the country's most remote Aboriginal communities. The Federal Health Department recently flew representatives to the area for workshops on My Health Records. Nina Maraltage was a participant.
They said if you want to be a part of it, you can join in, and if you don't want to be a part of it, you don't have to.
But on the specifics on how to opt out or adjust settings within her record, Nina Maraltage was unsure. Kalumburu does not have widespread internet access and they only got mobile phone reception last month.
I don't know how to use the internet here and mobile phones and that. I'm still learning.
There are concerns those with limited digital literacy were overlooked when the government decided all Australians should have a My Health Record unless they opt out. Vicky O'Donnell is the CEO of the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services and she says remote services across WA were not adequately consulted.
The concern was that our mob were not informed of their records going up into the cloud. They had no idea of what part of their record was in the cloud and they had no information about how they opt out, particularly out, you know, in the desert areas. English is a second language. They don't have access to internet.
Aboriginal medical services across Australia secured funding from the Commonwealth to conduct information workshops in remote communities before the opt-out period. But that's a huge area to cover in just a few months.
So we've done some intensive consultation, but it's going to be ongoing for us, you know, particularly for the next couple of years.
But there are doctors who say if executed right, an online summary of key health information, such as those contained in the My Health Record, would be invaluable in a remote setting. Dr. Rebecca Lettingham is the Vice President of the WA Rural Doctors Association of Australia and has vast experience working in the regions.
There's multiple circumstances that I can see that all the way ranging from it would have just made the patient experience a lot better, to it would have saved people's lives.
But she too thinks it will only work if the federal government addresses concerns on access and connectivity.
I think it maybe has been brought in too quick and not really, people don't really know what's going on. So it would be good to get it all out on the table and address the issues.
In response to public concerns and a Senate inquiry, last week the Health Minister Greg Hunt proposed tightening the privacy laws around My Health Records. Changes would include increased penalties for those who abuse the system. And in a statement, a spokesperson for the Australian Digital Health Agency said they have been working with Aboriginal medical organisations to educate people in remote areas and those with limited digital literacy. Over a million people have already decided not to have a My Health Record as the deadline to opt out approaches on Thursday. Vicky O'Donnell from the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service says this could have been avoided.
If they had of consulted people, and I'm talking about every Australian, in the first place, I think they would have had a better reception to the My Health Record.
Emily Jane Smith reporting there.